Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Lent, March 3rd, 2026. Our passage today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. On this Tuesday of the second week of Lent, the Church quietly places before us a sharp and unsettling word from Jesus. He speaks not in parables, not in riddles, but with clarity that cuts close to the heart. They preach, but they do not practice. Jesus does not deny the authority of the scribes and the Pharisees. In fact, he affirms it. They have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. There is something humbling here. Truth can still be spoken even by imperfect mouths. God's law does not lose its power because the one proclaiming it fails to live it fully. And yet Jesus warns us, there is a danger far more subtle than ignorance, the danger of knowing the good and failing to embody it. Lent is not merely about learning more, understanding better, or refining our language about faith. Lent is about alignment, about allowing the distance between what we say and what we live to shrink, sometimes painfully, until the two become one. This is why the Church names this day Kindness and Charity Tuesday. Because kindness and charity are not abstract virtues. They are the daily proof that faith has taken flesh. They are the ordinary, often unseen places where belief becomes credible. The scribes and the Pharisees were experts in religion, but Jesus exposes the tragic possibility of expertise without tenderness. Their failure was not that they taught wrongly, but that their teaching never passed through the narrow gate of the heart. Charity, when absent, turns religion into performance. Kindness, when withheld, reveals that faith has stopped short of conversion. And here is the uncomfortable truth. Jesus is not only addressing them, he is addressing us. Every time we speak about mercy but nurse resentment, every time we praise humility but cling to control, every time we defend truth but forget love, we sit, however briefly, in the same chair. Lent gives us the grace to notice this without despair, to condemn us, not to condemn us, but to call us home. Kindness is not weakness. Charity is not sentiment. They are disciplines of the heart. They require practice, repetition, failure, repentance, and beginning again. The gospel does not ask us to be flawless, but it does ask us to be honest, to stop pretending that words alone are enough. Jesus himself is the perfect union of teaching and living. He does not merely tell us to love, he washes feet. He does not merely preach forgiveness, he dies forgiving. In him, authority flows not from position, but from self-gift. So today, Lent invites a quiet examination. Where do my words outpace my life? Where does my knowledge exceed my love? And where is God asking me, not to speak louder, but to live more gently, more truthfully, more charitably? Kindness is the gospel translated into daily language. Charity is doctrine with a pulse. And when they are practiced, not performed, they become the most persuasive preaching the world will ever hear. Let us pray. Merciful God, you speak truth to us not to shame us, but to heal us. You know how easily our words can outrun our hearts, how quickly our faith can become habit instead of love. In this holy season of Lent, strip away what is false, performative, and hollow within us. Teach us not only to proclaim what is good, but to practice it with humility and patience. Give us hearts formed by kindness, hands quick to serve, and lives that quietly reflect your mercy. Where we have spoken without love, forgive us. Where we have known the good but delayed doing it, strengthen us. May our charity be sincere, our goodness courageous, and our faith made visible in the small, faithful acts of each day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we reflect over a passage from Scripture and apply it to our lives. May God bless you richly during this Lenten season and keep you safe. Amen.